Does anyone want to make comments like Stephanie?
Does anybody want to speak that's on the committee before we move on?
Thank you guys for your time.
You.
We'll move back up the agenda to public hearing to set the county levy. I'll go ahead and read this first. Pursuant to the Missouri Revised Statute 137.055, Taney County does hereby call a public hearing to determine the levy. The levy to be set for the Taney County General Revenue and Road and Bridge Department on September 13th at 9:30 a.m. in the Commission Hearing Room. Well, we didn't quite make it a little bit past the 9:30, but okay.
So, commissioners, what I've done is I've prepared your annual sales tax reduction. Since our sales tax is much larger than our levy, we are required to reduce our levy by 50% of our estimated sales tax. During our budget hearings last year for 2021, we estimated sales tax at $8,200,000. 50% of that, of course, would be $4,100,000. Our current total assessed valuation for Taney County, that would be personal, real, and state assessed and local assessed railroad and utility, is $1,756,958. And then, of course, you have to divide that by 100 because levies are set on every $100 of assessed valuation. Multiply that by what is called our tax rate ceiling, which is calculated by the state. And for Taney County, it is 0.1582. You do the math there, and then you have to reduce that by the $4,100,000 that I told you had to reduce it by, which gives you a difference of $2,238,370. So you then have to reduce your road and estimated road and bridge levy by that amount. And, of course, the road and bridge levy would be calculated in the same way with a different tax rate ceiling of 0.2053, which gives you a potential levy of $2,415,882.03. You subtract the $2,238,370 from that. You can set a levy of $177,511 for road and bridge if you choose to do that. However, if you choose to roll both back, you would roll your Taney County back to reduce it by the 50%, 0.1582, and then your sales tax reduction would be 0.1015, and then your 0.1902 would be what you would reduce road and bridge by, and 0.0151 you would reduce as a voluntary reduction to set both levies at zero. And Stephanie gave you a proposed motion up there. If you would like to look at the paperwork, I'm happy to pass that around. Would anybody like to look at the paperwork?
It would not mean anything, because as we know, we've got...
I did email it all to you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
I don't have any questions.
Do we have anybody from the public that would like to talk?
Is anyone here?
No, I believe we just need to make the motion, regardless of these figures, so the accuracy up. We need to make the motion.
I agree with that. We're currently in a public hearing, therefore, I think we need to make sure there's nobody in the public that would like to talk.
Does anyone want to come forward and speak? See none.
I don't have the verbiage, but
I've got it right here. Do you want?
I move that. Go ahead.
Move to reduce the levy by required sales tax reduction of 0.1582, which will set the levy at 0.4
general revenue.
General county revenue.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to reduce the road and bridge levy by remainder of sales tax reduction of 0.2053, which will set the road and bridge levy at zero.
Did you say set it at zero?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Discussion of personnel policy.
Substance abuse policy, I believe, is what that discussion is going to be on that. And I was just, as I'm setting up the new process with our new screening company, I'm hoping as moving forward we can get a frequency and an amount for non-DOTs on how many we're going to screen, or percent, and how often. And it doesn't show anything in Section 13 of the handbook specifying that.
I think whenever that question came up, I asked what we based it on in the past. Did you ever find any information out?
No. It's been set up that way as long as I have been doing this position. It's currently every other month that we screen the non-DOTs, and approximately 3 to 5 employees every other month that we do so.
And Don and I have talked on this on different ones, and I'd shared with her that in checking, because she wanted to be sure if there was anything legally that we had, and I found nothing that required a certain amount or anything. But in checking with other counties, like, and I'm going to use Greene County here that we've spoken, the way they do the drug testing appears to be just pretty much the way Taney County does and everything, with the exception that they do a percentage per the number of employees for the department, which being like they referred the Sheriff's Department in particular because that's our largest department as it is in many of the counties. And so they took a percentage of the number of employees there. And by putting it in that way, it wouldn't have to be addressed by a certain number. It would be as the Sheriff's Department crew, or I'm just using as an example for Road and Bridge, those departments that drive the vehicles and work with this type of material. So on that, I thought if it was the commission's pleasure, that it, that would be a good thing to go with, is with the testing that they get. And Don has checked with the company there, and we went with that company because they are they're less expensive and they will do things in the best interest of Taney County.
However, you guys wish to set it up. Mm-hmm. We currently have 126 non-DOT employees is what we have. And just so you know on how we've tested so far, through August 31st, we have only tested 16 of those employees for drugs. And of those 16 employees, 4 of those have been for alcohol.
Tested for alcohol or found alcohol have been used?
Tested for alcohol.
Tested for.
Mm-hmm. And we, like in Greene County, have nothing to do to choose with who is tested or anything. The company, it's at random. Right. And like they pointed out also, that it may be 2 months straight. And once again, they're referring to the Sheriff's Department because that's who they were dealing with the most. And one employee may be tested like back-to-back 2 months, but the county has nothing to do with that.
Completely random. The company sends the list to me to reach out.
Currently in our policy, it doesn't state that they're randomly tested. It's in there that you can't.
It says that we have random tests.
You can't be randomly tested.
But it doesn't state the number that the commission is.
And why do we feel that it needs to state that in there?
The new company has asked for specifications moving forward, and that's why I brought it to you guys.
So do they want it in our policy, or can we just tell them, hey, we want 10 people tested every other month?
You can put it in the policy if you wish to, or I can just tell them. However, I just need to let them know.